you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. Now, this episode, I wanted to really dive into artificial flavoring and what it is. Now, we know that everything that we eat, a lot of things at least, that most of us eat, contains some type of artificial flavoring, artificial coloring, artificial and natural flavoring. But if you're eating, let's say, this is kind of like a poor example, but if you're eating banana flavored bread or a banana muffin, but there's no bananas in it, or if you're eating like a banana flavored popsicle and it's not just a frozen banana on a stick, then somehow, some way they had to create that flavor. And I always think about this when it comes to orange juice, because, and this is just me personally, when it comes to like orange juice or different juices, but especially orange juice and like lemonade or just fruit juices, I guess, in general. So, you know, when you are using a, let's say, for instance, Vitamix blender or a juice press, and you're actually squeezing the oranges to make a glass of natural orange juice straight from an orange, or, let me pause right there and let me bring you guys up to speed. So this episode, I want to discuss artificial flavoring, what exactly it is, like what is the definition of artificial flavoring versus natural flavoring and what that means when it comes to the things that we consume. And then later on in the episode, if we have enough time, there are some things like myths about our body and what we consume and just some myths that I would like to debunk. Okay, so that's kind of like it. But I really wanted to talk about artificial flavoring and things like that first. So like I was saying, so now we're going to fast forward back to where I was with the oranges. So, you know, a lot of us like fresh squeezed orange juice. If you know, a lot of times what you'll do, especially what my mom will do at home or what we will do, is you roll the oranges a little bit while they're still whole. So you don't peel them or anything. You just roll them on the counter a little bit, soften them up some, and you can use like a strainer. You can use a press. You can use, some people even just throw in it into a blender or a juicer, whatever it is that you do, but like squeezing it. And you can do like, and it's kind of always, it's exciting but annoying all the same time, because you have to like squeeze like 50 oranges just for like a shot glass worth of juice. But but you know, it's fun and it tastes great. And but the thing is, the point that I'm trying to make is that when you do this, so say for example, yourself, you are squeezing 10 oranges, your niece is squeezing 10 oranges. I say that because I have a niece. And then my brother, your brother, or someone else is squeezing their 10 oranges for their own. And everybody's squeezing these oranges for their own little small shot glass worth of orange juice, right? And if you were to take a sip of your own glass of juice, it would taste one way. And then if you were to taste some of your brother's, it would taste different. It would taste similar. It would taste probably, depending on what oranges and fruits, yours might taste a little bit more tart, a bit more sour then your brothers, and then your nieces might be so tart that you can't finish drinking the glass, right? And I use this example because when you are using natural oranges, for this example, to squeeze the juice from them to drink, everyone's glass is going to taste a tad bit different because naturally, not all oranges taste the same. Some are a little bit more sour, others are more sweet. Even if you pick them from the same tree, they're going to have a similar taste that we think, oh, this tastes like an orange, right? Because it is an orange, but they're going to vary. There's going to be some slight natural variation in everyone's glass of juice. So keep that in mind. But then when you go to wherever it is that you go grocery shopping, Trader Joe's, if you go to Bel Air, Winco, Walmart, Target, you can get orange juice literally anywhere. The gas station, everywhere has orange juice. When you order orange juice at a restaurant or any type of fruit juice, but we're going to use orange juice for right now. When you drink orange juice, if you pour a glass of this, let's say, and nothing against this company at all, but Nature Made or Tropicana or whatever brands are out there. I don't know. Adam's Own. I don't know. Newman's Own. Excuse me. I don't know why I said Adam's Own. Newman's Own. Whatever type of brand of orange juice. If you get a jug or if you get a bottle of that orange juice, Florida's Own or Florida's Made, whatever it is. I can't think of it right now off the top of my head. But you guys know what I'm saying, right? You guys get the carton of orange juice and you pour three glasses and you take a sip of yours. You take a sip of your niece's. You take a sip of your brother's. They all taste the same, right? How is that? We already know from our own experience that one orange cannot fill up a container. It barely fills up a shot glass. And every time you go to the store and you buy your carton of orange juice, whether you buy it today and then buy another one next week, unless you get a different brand, but bear with me. So we're buying the same brand of orange juice and if, you know, the same exact type, they always taste exactly the same, right? We know what we're expecting, the flavor, the taste that we're expecting to get. But how is that? It's because of artificial flavoring, because they make it all taste the same. They use the same, and some of it may be natural because, you know, there are some brands that say that they use, for instance, 8 apples and 6 oranges in their juice. So we know that there's at least 6 oranges in that batch of orange juice, but because they can't put on the shelf, if you are grabbing your carton, your normal daily carton of orange juice that you love to drink, and you get it, and today it tastes really sour, and you're used to it tasting sweet, you're going to think something's wrong. You're going to check the date. You might even return it. You might have somebody else try some of it and say, doesn't this taste a little funny to you today? It's because we're expecting a standard flavor, which we want when buying that brand. And that is due to artificial flavoring. That's just what it is. So no matter how natural or organic that the company, the manufacturer, the developer, the maker, whatever you want to call them, the juicer, whatever it is, they all slightly vary. And this is even with like Naked Juice and this, you know, whatever brand, we can argue it down. Unless it is literally you're at Apple Hill buying apple cider from the farmer, or you and your grandma are squeezing oranges together right then and there, there's preservatives, there's flavorings, there's all types of things that are added into or even derived, like, you know, depleted, taken out from, removed from the juice to achieve a certain taste. And that is due to that they're trying to achieve. Sometimes they have to add in a little bit of more sugar. They may have to add in a little bit more this, a little bit more that. The color even of every single glass of orange juice that you pour from a carton is going to be the exact same if you pour it from the same carton and then, or from the same brand. If you were to buy 2 cartons of the same brand of orange juice off the shelf and pour them, they're going to look the exact same, right? They're going to be like that lightish, orangish color, usually not too bright. But you guys get what I'm saying. So I wanted to, we're going to dive into a quick break. That was just something kind of like my setup. I wanted you guys to think about that because no matter how, because now, you know, if you think about it, everything that we buy, especially when it comes to like juices or popsicles, even the natural style or natural brand of popsicles, they all have that uniform taste that they try to achieve. And so I wanted to set that up and have you guys thinking about that. And then when we come back from the break, I want to discuss what exactly is artificial flavoring and is natural flavoring all that much better for you than artificial flavoring. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. Get ready for your mind to be blown. And well, I mean, you may already know this, but my mind was blown when I was doing this research because I was just so taken aback. But anyway, so that's why I wanted to share it with you guys. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Pauline, and I will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. Okay, so I want to start off this little segment now that we've talked about, you know, I've given you guys some examples using orange juice. I wanted to discuss and give you the FDA definition of what artificial flavoring is. Okay, so now we can admit that even if something doesn't say that a lot, okay, let me backtrack, that a lot of products that we consume and eat and drink contain some type of artificial flavoring and coloring. But for this example, we're going to use, or for this talk, we're going to talk about artificial flavoring. Okay. So now I wanted to read this to you, the term. Now this was revised as of April 1st, 2016. And you can look this up on the website, on the FDA website, for yourself. So if you want to go back and look into this, but basically this is subpart B, specific animal food labeling requirements, section 501.22. So 501.22, animal foods, labeling of spices, flavorings, colorings, and chemical preservatives. And now this is part A. So this is A1. So section 501.22A1. And it reads as such. And I'm going to read this verbatim so that you guys can get a really good, like the text definition. And then I'm going to give you guys kind of like the regular layman's definition. Okay. Layman's definition for you. So the term, it reads as such: the term artificial flavor or artificial flavoring means any substance, the function of which is to impart flavor, which is not derived from a spice, fruit or fruit juice, vegetable or vegetable juice, edible yeast, herb, bark, bud, root, leaf, or similar plant material, meat, fish, poultry, eggs, dairy products, or fermentation products thereof. Okay, so did you guys get all that? So basically, artificial flavoring or artificial flavor is any substance that is put into a product solely for flavor. So it's not for nutritional value. It's solely for flavor that does not come from a natural source. So it doesn't come from a spice, doesn't come from the fruit, doesn't come from a leaf or any part of a plant. Okay, so that is what artificial flavoring, that's the definition by the FDA. So that's where it becomes a little bit tricky, because it means that now if you're thinking, okay, so if it's artificial flavoring and it's not coming from a natural, it doesn't stem, its origin is not from a natural source, then what in the world is it coming from? And then if you're thinking, well, I'm never going to consume something that is made from that contains artificial flavoring, it's just going to be all natural flavoring, I have kind of like a little small argument for you when it comes to that. That's going to make you, like I said, it blew my mind. It may not blow yours, but it blew my mind. So basically, artificial flavors are, and then kind of like another way to explain it is, but it's a little bit more of a broad definition. It makes it a little bit more simpler that you can think of in your mind. So the term natural flavor essentially has an edible source, such as an animal or a vegetable. So that's where it stems from. Whereas artificial flavors, and this is according to an article that was written and posted on Forbes, so you can look this up as well. So artificial flavors, on the other hand, come from an inedible source. So like they derive it from an inedible source. So this could be petroleum. It could be paper. It could be, you know, it's just how it's processed to make the flavor. It's processed in a different way. The chemicals are processed differently. They're synthesized differently. They're taken apart and connected in a different pattern, in a different way, in a different process as well, to create these flavors. So like I said, it could stem an artificial flavor, could be stemmed from anything. Now, you're thinking to yourself, like, that's gross, it's disgusting, it's putting chemicals into our bodies that we don't want, that we don't need. And which is true, because some of them can cause cancer. You know, there are some chemicals that are derived to make certain flavors, especially even in some of our favorite fruit juices, like I started off this episode discussing. But, you know, and they can lead to different problems and different side effects that we want to avoid. Yes. But on the flip side, we have to consider the alternative. So we're saying we don't want to add in any of these artificial flavorings because we don't want oil, like, you know, petroleum. We don't want paper. We don't want plastic. We don't want all these other man-made substances in our food, right? We don't want chlorine. We don't want pesticides. We don't want all of these different things that are put into foods and disguised as artificial flavorings. Because I know that a lot of times we see things and we're like, oh, artificial flavoring and coloring, not that big of a deal, but it derives from this, right? And then sometimes some people will say, not going to get that one. I'm going to get the naturally flavored or naturally colored, I guess, or whatever. I'm going to go for the natural one that contains all natural ingredients, which to each his own. And I'm all about the fresh foods, and I'm all about and you have to keep in mind a lot of things when you're, and it sounds tricky, but it's really, really not. But really anything that's processed and packaged is not 1000% organic or 1000% raw. Okay. It's just not. There's preservatives put into things. There's flavoring added into it. And that's what brings me to my next thing. Cause you might be saying, okay, there might be flavoring added to it, but it's natural. Okay. That's fine. But my argument with that, when it comes to flavoring, and you know, just because I just want you to be aware of everything and make the most informed decision for yourself, but it's not, you can't take a stance on something unless you know both sides of it, correct? That's with anything in life. You just can't. You have to hear both things. You have to hear both arguments. You have to hear the rebuttal. And so I set you up with the whole fact of discussing the orange juice in the beginning and how unless you are directly squeezing it from an orange, there's no way that you can achieve the same flavor of orange juice repetitively. You can't repeat it. You can't duplicate it. You can't replicate it, because that one unique orange has its own unique flavor, even though all oranges taste like oranges, right? But they all have their own unique flavor. So, and then I went ahead and I just finished up on this segment discussing the what it is, what an artificial flavor is, and what, according to the FDA, that means. And so you're probably thinking to yourself, well, I'm only going to consume things that are flavored through natural, from natural resources. And so when I come back, I'm going to end this episode discussing what exactly that means, and if it's better for you, or is it not? Is it something that you just got to be more aware of so that you can make the most informed decision? I don't know. Maybe you'll stop. Maybe you'll start up. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you're just listening to this because this is the topic of the day. But I wanted to get into and and tell you. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back. So we're getting ready to wrap up this episode, and I wanted to give you guys the other side of the flavoring concept. So we already know what an artificial flavoring, where artificial flavoring stems from, and it's anything that is not basically from an edible source and it's not from a natural source. So we gave the example of any part of a plant, whether it's the bulb, leaf, stem, or from poultry or dairy products or an animal or a spice, an herb, even bark. You can get flavoring from types of barks and spices. I think I already said that, but anyways. So then my rebuttal to that, or my counter argument now, because we are saying, well, you know, then just eat things that are naturally flavored. Okay. My thing with that piece is, and I'm going to use this as an example, and this is a part that really blew my mind, because I was just like you and I was thinking, well, then I'm just going to start eating things that are naturally flavored. And, you know, just products and whatever, drink juices that are naturally flavor, because there we always see like on the side where it says contains other natural flavors. And I've always thought to myself, so it tastes like apples and peaches and oranges, but then what are those actual other natural flavors that they never name? Like, you know, that just like that broad group, other natural flavors or other natural ingredients for flavor. I don't know. There's always ways that people disguise, manufacturers and companies disguise what it is that they put in there. So now vanilla is a common scent. It's a common flavor in a lot of things. And people love putting vanilla and you could put vanilla in your coffee. You know, I actually just had a vanilla. That's something different. I had something and vanilla in my coffee. But then that's all I was going to say about that. But you know, like vanilla is a common and well-loved, you know, vanilla ice cream, vanilla frosting. People put vanilla extract in, different, baking things that, you know, it's winter time. People are going to start baking and vanilla is a common thing. And you're thinking, you know, that you can there now the way that the compound basically that is responsible for the smell and flavor of vanilla. Now, according to, and this happened actually just recently in 2006, where a Japanese researcher, Mayu Yamamoto, discovered that you can actually extract that compound, the vanillin, from cow poop. Okay. So technically, that's kind of like a natural resource, right? Because it comes from an animal. Now, it's not edible. Well, I mean, you wouldn't eat cow poop, right? It's not edible. It's not something. So, but that's a very broad example. Okay. And there's lots of arguments that can come from that. But what I'm saying is that it's coming from a natural source. It's coming from an alive animal. It's not, you know, people, humans don't sit there and make cow poop. It's made from an animal, a natural source. Okay, so people are probably saying, like, whatever, like, that's not a good one, blah, 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 blah. That's not, nobody, whatever. Nobody's going to do that, and that's just a cheaper way to get it, but that doesn't really count as a natural source. Okay, fine, whatever. I'll take that one. I have another one for you. So another natural compound, another natural thing that, and I get it, this is another one where you guys can be like, really, Pauline? But it's not really like a flavor, but it's an example of something that you can derive from a natural source. Because in our minds, we're thinking, just because we can derive it from a natural source or derive it from a natural animal, like an animal, a natural resource, excuse me, an animal or a plant, the fruit of a plant. So may it be, you know, the bulb, the flower, the leaves. Well, cyanide, yes, cyanide can be extracted from bitter almonds. So it doesn't necessarily mean that just because you can extract something from a natural source that it's going to be safer for us. Okay. And it doesn't mean that, and like, for example, there's two, you can also, another natural flavor, another natural additive that you can derive from a food is, and this again is also vanilla, and a vanilla flavor, is castoreum, and that is derived from the castor sacs underneath a beaver's tail. And so that's a natural source. It's coming from an animal. It's coming from, I don't think people really eat beavers, but I'm sure, I don't know. I mean, you could, but you don't, you know, it's just one of those things. So it's something that would flavor your food. And so now we come to that place, is that considered a natural flavor? Yeah, you have to, you know, kind of tweak with it, but to get that proper synthesis of chemicals to produce that vanilla scent or that vanilla flavor. But technically it's from a natural source, right? Because these are animals. And so these are not man-made. They are from a natural source. So that's the thing that I'm talking about, is just because it says natural and that it's natural flavoring, and you have to be careful of the whole and other natural flavors or other natural ingredients, and they're not really named, like, what does that mean? Is that you can extract it, you can get the chemicals to, and extract those chemicals to create these flavors naturally from natural sources, but they might not be the most, not only are the two examples that I gave you not really appealing, but also they're not very, they just don't seem sanitary, right? Because so you said that you don't want to consume an artificial flavor that comes from paper pulp, but then you're willing to eat something that says natural, that's deemed natural flavoring, but it comes from cow poop. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to say one is better than the other or things like that, or I just want you guys to be informed. So, and it's kind of, I guess, just to let you guys know that the best thing and the best way to consume food, to consume juices, to enjoy juice and to enjoy food, is to have it in its most natural state as possible. and to have unprocessed foods and not to be fooled by certain labels and not to be fooled by branding and marketing, because it may not say right on across it that, you know, cow poop, but it's derived from that. And is that any better than deriving it from, or any worse than deriving it from petroleum? Now, yes, arguably, but you know what I'm saying is that to just be vigilant and to be aware and to be wise about what you are consuming and to truly read. And especially because my main concern is with a lot of things that are deemed healthy or deemed natural or organic or just with all these different labels and buzzwords that are placed on foods for marketing purposes and packaging, the way that they package things. And they sometimes, even some manufacturers, like their labels contain pictures of fruits or contain like a farmer picking the fruit and things like that. Just remember, just always think about the oranges. If you can consistently get the orange juice, excuse me, if you buy a product or a food or a bottle of juice or a glass of something and it consistently tastes the same every single time, especially when it comes to juices, that flavor is created. Okay, because everything that's natural has a natural deviation. Every juice, every apple that you bite into, every grape. You can even take grapes off the same stem. And they all of those that you pop into your mouth and that you chew are going to taste a little bit different. Some are going to taste a little bit sour. Some are going to be really sweet. Some are going to be just right, depending on what flavor that you like. But what I'm saying is that I just want you guys to be aware. I want you guys to be more knowledgeable about what it is that you are consuming and to make better judgment, to make better decisions, because you do know a little bit more and you can look into some of your favorite foods, the labels. And I kind of want to do an episode where we discuss how to read labels and what some of these common things are and what it truly means, because we don't know. And they know that we don't know. And so that's why they put it on there, because they know that if they, the buzzword, the thing that we're looking for is that huge scrawling bold print across the top of the packet that says organic or all natural. And again, it may truly be coming from all natural sources, but what natural sources? Is it, you know what I'm saying? And so that's something that I wanted to share with you guys, and I want to leave it with that. So just continue to be vigilant and continue to just try your best as we try to eat healthier and to live healthier lives. It's best to know everything and not to be fooled and not to be tricked by a marketing scheme or tricked by a brand new campaign that's saying to us, you know, this is all organic. And just being, just, you know, because I mean, I'm not going to lie. I fall for it too. I fall for marketing all the time. I do. And I think, oh, it has to be better because it says this. But, you know, just trying to be smarter about it. And this is, and that's exactly why I shared this on the podcast, because this is something that I was really interested in and that blew my mind, because especially when it came to extracting vanilla flavor and smell. So even that aroma of vanilla, that soft, smooth aroma that everybody likes, that comforting scent that a lot of people enjoy, can be derived from cow poop. And so am I eating cow poop in a way? Kind of, sort of, yeah. Ew. So again, this has been the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. You can listen to this episode as well as other episodes from the past as far, and also episodes that are coming at you in the future on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. I'll talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment.